Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to introduce you to my good friends. I'll make it fast. This is the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show Podcast. What will be discussed? I have no clue. From haircuts to movies to new tattoos. It's on demand anytime, so catch the broadcast.
It's the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show Podcast.
So, this dude...
We're kind of having a conversation off air.
So we're going to try and catch you up real quick. And we're like, why are we not recording this for the podcast?
It would have been gold.
We're sitting here for 20 minutes now, just yapping it up. And that could have been 20 minutes into the podcast.
Yeah.
And we'd be done and over this and out of here and enjoying the rest of our weekend.
But we didn't.
So no.
Here we are.
So Cheyenne's single, just looking for a good guy, essentially. But somehow we got into a conversation about how I texted somebody that you were talking to from my phone, pretending to be a female, right?
Right. And I think the way that... So this was somebody I met a while ago. It was before my ex-fiance. And I just had his number, and we were on Snapchat, and we would talk, like, periodically. But he was kind of a dog, right? Like...
A dog?
He was a dog. He
or
was
a dick?
Both.
Dog?
He was a dog. Like, he was just...
Like a horn dog? Like, he's out screwing women?
And, yes. Okay. And he was just dirt. Like, just... I'm not going to say dirty because he wasn't dirty. He was a very clean cub. That's not what I mean. He's just a dog. Like, girls know what I mean.
Because if he was dirty, you wouldn't be going after him.
Exactly.
But I mean, okay.
But
all
he
right.
was just, you know, that... He's a douche. Okay,
okay, so he's in Florida. How did you even get to stalking this dude?
I don't even remember. I don't... Oh, yes, I do. I was at work one day, and I got a phone number from somebody I didn't know. And I was like, who is this? And he was like, oh, this is Brian. You know, don't you, like... And I was like, no, dude, like, wrong number. And he was like, oh... All right, well, I'm Brian. What's up? And I was like, oh, hey.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So I just started having this conversation. Like, we turned into friends. Like, we were, you know, very friendly. Not like, friendly, but like friends, you know, like friends long distance who talk regularly. And
you'd never seen him in person.
I've never seen him in person. I saw many pictures. Like, he definitely could not have been that person. It was definitely a judgment issue on my part, for sure. But he didn't know where I lived. He didn't really know it. Like, he knew I was in Washington, but
all he had to do was look up the area code, right?
Yeah, and he would have definitely narrowed it down.
Yeah.
But 509 is, like, most of the east side of Washington. So
I think you can, like, if I put in your phone number, let me Google your phone number. I want to see if it comes
up. Don't do that. It scares me.
No.
I don't want to know.
I'm just wondering, because he came across your phone number somehow, right? And so, I mean, where you worked at Planet Fitness, there's a lot of
people. That was before Planet Fitness.
That was before Planet
Fitness.
When I
was managing the tow truck company. Yeah.
And there's no way you could have come across him at all in work?
No.
At all?
No.
509.
Don't.
Not.
I was like, shh,
geez, Because, like, when somebody calls you from an area code,
right.
Like, on your phone, it'll tell you...
The city.
The city.
Yeah.
Caller identifier.
You have to pay for that.
How do you know?
Because I know.
Have you, had,
you really think that that's going
to
be free?
Have you had to do a reverse number lookup before?
I have. Yeah, I have. For other purposes. Not related to this current podcast.
But I feel like like 509 and then your first three digits, you should be able to put that in there and it'll tell you it's like Moxie, Washington, right? Or Yakima, Washington?
It would have. I mean, it could. I don't know, like 4 years ago, maybe not. Well, 3 years ago. But anyways.
But I mean, I put your phone number in there, nothing comes up.
Well,
except for like
good.
A porn website, which is weird.
Well, I mean, It is what it is, okay? Just kidding. But anyways, to the point, we started being friends, whatever, and then he just, he would say things that just were weird, and by weird, I mean he was very inappropriate at some moments.
Got sexual real quick?
Very. Okay. Very. And hey, I'll pay for your flight, come visit, we'll go to the club, because he was a clubber.
Do you guys exchange pictures at this point?
No.
No?
I mean, facial pictures, yeah. Pictures, pictures, of whatever we were doing.
You know what his face looked like,
yeah.
You know what your face looked like.
We were also on Snapchat, we were on each other's Snapchat, so I saw that all the time, because of his stories and stuff. Yeah. So I knew that he was, at this point, I knew who he was, who he said he was, as far as his looks go. I'm still questioning what he did for work, but not the point. So anyways, we're in the studio one day, and we're talking about this guy, because he had said something inappropriate to me, or something like that, and you go, well, let me text him from my number.
I think it was when he was wanting you to go to Florida, and you were debating whether to go or not.
No, because I was with Jordan.
Were you with Jordan?
Yeah, I was with Jordan.
Okay, so somehow it came up to where I'm like, I bet he's asking other girls this. It's not just you and him chatting it up like friends and him wanting you to go down there. I bet he's asking this of all the girls that he's talking to. So from my phone number, I texted.
As a girl.
I don't even remember what happened.
And I think you said something like, hey, this is so-and-so from the club. You gave me your number. And
right,
he was oh, yeah, that was me. And he partook in this conversation like he was the person that you.
Yeah, I was catfishing him.
Yeah,
essentially.
And he went fully with it, and for a good long while, probably 30 minutes.
Yeah, I think it was because of that you deleted his number, right?
And then I did. I took him off Snapchat, and I deleted and blocked his number.
I'm surprised it went as far as it did, but I mean, God, that may be your great topic for on air though. Is to have you ever become friends? Or as far as a relationship with just a complete stranger that contacted you out of the blue, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it happens. Yeah.
Where do you think 90 Day Fiancé got their premise from? I mean, those people had to meet randomly somehow.
Well, the producers put them together.
But my point is that actually happens. People meet on Facebook.
So, I mean, there's reasons why you come across each other randomly.
Right.
Right. But I'm that text out of the blue.
It was weird. I numbers in.
Because, I mean, it could have gotten to the point, if you were with Jordan, could have gotten to the point that you're flying to Florida, right?
Yeah.
You're talking enough.
And he made me feel comfortable enough when I look back on it.
That's such a scary situation, though, man.
Which is why I did not do that.
Yeah, you a single lady just flying down to Florida to meet up with some dude that randomly called your phone.
Which is why I did not do said action.
Yeah, but you considered it, no?
I don't know.
You had to have.
I mean, but what crossed my mind more frequently was, will I ever meet this person in person? Because even he was like, well, I'll fly up there.
Other than that, you're wasting
your
time then, right? I mean, if you're spending time talking to somebody, aren't you wasting your time if you're not planning to meet in person?
Okay, but here's the thing is, this was Adam, and we just talked about this yesterday. I used to love having my circle very large. I liked having friends. I liked knowing people in all sorts of places. That was fun for me. Now, I like to keep my circle very small. I only like to have a few, couple good friends. Instead of being spread so thin with people, So back then, it wasn't really that big of an issue because I just loved knowing people. I loved being like, oh, I got a friend down in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
Which I'm pretty sure is where he was from.
See, you can only get away with that, if you're single, though.
Yeah, totally.
If some random number calls me and just, I start becoming friends with them.
Yeah.
And especially if it's a female, my wife's going to be like, what is this?
Yeah. And I had met Brian prior to knowing Jordan, and probably maybe only a month or two before that, but
that also comes down to remember the conversation we had the other day about can women be friends with men or and vice versa and just be friends? What if this number randomly contacts me and it's a girl,
right?
And so how are you?
My question would be: is why did you why did you feel the need to continue that conversation?
What's wrong with having friends and meeting new people?
Yeah, but you haven't actually met them yet.
You enjoy talking and meeting the new people, right?
Yes, but A, I was single.
I understand.
So,
yeah.
But in B, like if that were to happen now, so say you're standing in line at Chipotle, okay? And some girl's behind you, you know, you turn around, you're like, oh, hey, you getting Chipotle too? Oh, yeah, me too. What are you kidding? You know, strike up some random ass conversation flows, and she was like, hey, can I get your phone number? Like, I enjoy talking to you. As your wife, I would punch you in the face.
Right. But if she's already got your phone number and she's already randomly hit you, you're not giving her your phone number. She's already got it, and you already have that form of communication.
So like, you meet her prior to?
No, but this you never met the dude in Florida. He randomly called you.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is this woman randomly calls me.
Yeah.
And we strike up a conversation.
While you're married?
What am I supposed to do?
Hey, I'm married. This is inappropriate, but I was single.
If it got to the point to where it was inappropriate, if she calls up and be like, so who's this? You know, and it started the way that the dude started with you from Florida.
No, that'd be weird.
Because he didn't raise a flag with you that this random dude's calling you. You guys started conversing and became friends, right? If this female, if this number that happens to be a female calls me and be like, I don't know how I got this number. And then we just somehow started talking about, like, I don't know, kids with cancer or something. Hey, my daughter's got cancer, you know, and that kind of a thing. And we started a friendship over that just based on her calling me out of the blue. Would you see that as inappropriate?
Yeah.
If all we talked about, her calling me out of the blue. I didn't give her my number.
Right.
And we started talking about Tatum and maybe her kid had cancer too or something like that. And we started a friendship like that. How can that be inappropriate?
Does she know where she got your phone number?
No. Did the dude in Florida know where he got your phone number?
No, this is different. This is different. I was single. You can't compare that to what you're married. That's two totally different
things. But if she doesn't know how, I don't know how she got my phone number. She didn't know how.
Okay, but then how does she know to start talking about childhood cancer?
I'm just saying
that's what I'm saying.
It's not like she doesn't call him like, hey, want to have sex with me? That's not how the
conversation. One for yes, two for no.
Zero to speak to the operator.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? That
the moment you know she's a girl, you don't know how she got your phone number. If I was your wife, fuck no. Like, I would be raising hell. No way. I'm mad already. No. Like, the moment you know that that's a girl and she wants to continue that conversation with you and you, hey, you need to tell her you're married.
You're a woman? I am married.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
I mean, how do you,
and once you continue
that conversation. The conversation can naturally go somewhere when you're trying to figure out how somebody got your phone number,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
I don't think you need to show your cop badge the moment that you answer your phone. That cop badge would say, I'm married.
I'm not saying that.
It just can naturally go somewhere, right? And then if you
But it shouldn't. Given the fact that you're married.
At what point would you cut the conversation off?
When you realize that she doesn't know where, like at the very beginning. Because these are two totally different situations. There is nothing. I have no response. I had no responsibility to anybody. I had no loyalty to anybody. It was just me, myself, and I enjoying the single life. Like,
I understand that. Okay, if I'm sitting at home after the show, I'm bored, kids are at school, get this call from a random phone number, and I'm like, hey, I don't know where I got your number. Who's this? I say, it's Gunner. Oh, hey, Gunner. How did I get your phone number? Right? And then a conversation, just a curiosity conversation goes back and forth as to trying to figure out how this person in another state could end up with my phone number.
Then that's where the conversation ends. You find the resolution and be done with it. Yeah. But I didn't want to.
I know. I understand that. But we interview people on a regular basis, right? I'm a curious person when it comes to questions and asking questions.
Right.
And if I'm bored, I'm just asking questions. And then we're just conversing about childhood cancer.
Right.
Or something like that. How can that be...
Well, you're not going to become friends in 10, 15 minutes, even if that's how long your conversation lasts. And if it does last longer than 10, 15 minutes, and I'm the wife, and I find out why, I'm going to go, why did you feel the need to have that long of a conversation with somebody that you don't know?
We just got talking about childhood cancer.
Okay.
And how my daughter got it and her daughter got it or something.
Okay.
If that's the topic of the conversation.
Then you say, you know what? You would probably really like my wife. You could continue this conversation with her.
I would probably tell Emily about the conversation, but I think where...
But also, you're not going to hang on to her phone number and continue to text her.
No, I wouldn't save it.
Well, exactly.
I'm not going to go and delete it either.
See,
it's there in the recent call log. Why would I go and delete the thing? I don't delete any phone numbers.
Go delete it, but I'm saying, like, it's not like you're going to text her tomorrow and be like, hey, what's up?
And then if she reaches out again.
Like, you do realize I'm married, right? Like, that would be where I would go.
See, I don't think there's anything wrong with the initial conversation.
Yeah, that's fine. That I'm fine with.
But it's the follow-up.
Yes. I feel like we just really rosied around that hole just to get to this same opinion.
No, I was just trying to figure out, like, if you're a married person, if it could ever get to the point to where you were, right? Where
it shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
It shouldn't. Because if there's follow-up what? There, I'm going to ask, why did you feel the need to continue that conversation?
Because, I mean, you felt the need to continue the conversation because you were single and
I
it was
single,
a dude.
He was
and you,
a guy
and it could
me
be your soulmate?
No, he was giving me attention. Duh. Like, you're single. What does every single girl want? Attention. And if it's not, prove me that it's not. Because, like, why do we get on Tinder? Why do you get on Bumble? You know, why do you have multiple conversations with people?
Yeah.
Because you like the attention. It feels good, especially when you're single. Yeah. It feels good. So why was that conversation continued? For the married
you.
Person. That's where mine would go. So no.
Because if both people were single, then it's cool to reach back out with a text and be like, hey, so what's going
yeah,
on? That kind of a thing.
And that's
any
exactly what
text
happened.
When you're married is inappropriate.
Yes. Absolutely.
I think we're saving lives with that conversation, Cheyenne.
I hope.
We're
I
saving
hope
marriages. Was,
I hope so.
We're saving relationships.
I don't know why this needs to be said, but apparently it does.
We don't. Everybody doesn't know everything, you know? I think there's things that we mentioned and we talk about that enlighten people.
I think, and I think that some people don't realize that certain things are not exactly appropriate for certain situations, which, you know.
It could also be one of those thoughts where if somebody who's single is listening to this, where they're like, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
You know? Because, I mean, if you've never been in a long-term relationship or never been married,
right,
it's something you don't think about.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So now when you get into a long-term relationship, you got it in the back of your mind that,
yeah,
hey, something you would do when you were single, you can't necessarily do anymore.
That's a valid point. Hence why cheating is still an issue.
There it is. So this dude that you met on Tinder that's in your
a
phone.
A long time ago.
Okay.
Like a couple months ago.
He's an African-American man. I want to point that out because you've never dated him. I had a gal that I worked with in Tri-City. I'm going to preface because I want to start calling him a black man, right?
Yeah.
Because I had a gal that I worked with in Tri-Cities. She was my co-host. And when they first introduced me to her, she said, when they hired me on for the job, they said, well, your co-host, she's going to be African-American. Like that, right? I told, and her name is Rika. And I told her that. She goes, you know, like that, right?
Yeah.
Just call me black,
yeah,
right?
Right.
You don't need to be so proper with it, right?
Right.
So, anyway, you've never dated a black man.
No, I've not.
That's why I feel comfortable being able to say that,
uh-huh,
right? But yet, you met this guy on Tinder.
Yes.
Is it out of curiosity you want to date a black guy? Or, I mean, what's the reason?
He's very attractive.
He's attractive.
He is very attractive. And it's not really curiosity, but he's nice. He's educated. You know, he played basketball, so, you know, he went through college playing basketball, so I know he's educated, and he's nice.
Right.
He's nice, and he said that his mom, we were joking about, like, oh, well, can't tell anybody we met on Tinder, and he goes, yeah, if my mom knew I was on Tinder, she would slap the shit out of me, and I was like,
really?
I love that! And he's just nice,
he's
right?
He's well-rooted, well-grounded.
Yeah.
Sounds like he got good parents.
Yeah, it sounds
he's
like
raised
it.
Right.
Yeah, so, but he's very nice. I mean, I've known him for a couple of months, and
I don't blame you for, you know, I mean, you're single. You eventually want to get married again, right? No?
I don't know.
Well, I mean,
I would like to.
As a single woman, you could still poke around and see what you enjoy, right?
Yeah. I don't care about race. I don't care about color. I don't care. I just want somebody who treats me the way that I deserve to be treated and loves my kids the way they deserve to be loved.
Yeah.
Because one of my kids' parents is gone. So
yeah.
I just, you know, I don't care. And he's handsome. And he's
tall. That's sweet.
He is very handsome.
That's sweet.
And he'll probably never hear this. But if he does, you know. Good for you, I guess.
Well, I'm excited for you, Cheyenne.
Well, thanks. We don't talk very often.
I just want to see you happy. But speaking of this guy, though, you are wanting to text him.
Yes.
But you can't figure out how to text him.
Yes.
Like, what to text him. The last time you guys exchanged texts was at the end of September.
Yes.
And now you're going to feel weird sending him a text out of the blue. You're wondering what the text message should be. What should it say? And I think JP was onto something when he said, just set up a joke.
I know.
And I gave you a joke to send.
It's a good joke, but it's not a text out of the blue joke.
Why not?
Because what if he doesn't get it? That's a joke you have to say
but it's
in
one
person.
Of the, no, but it's one of those jokes where he could see you as a damsel in distress. Because the joke is, no, I found a wooden shoe in my toilet today. Right? It's a toilet. He's a handyman. A man wants to help out. He's ready to grab his plunger, Cheyenne. And then he'll be like, oh, really? Or he'll be like, what?
No.
Right? I mean, what would his response be? What would you envision his response be into that line?
Hey, because that's what he always says.
Hey.
Hey.
And then you would say, hey, you want to grab a coffee? Hey.
Yeah.
And then that's your in.
I can't.
You're just gauging.
I'm already so sweaty, and we just started talking about this.
Man.
I can't.
This guy's getting you all hot and flustered.
Not
already,
even that.
Man.
Like, this is why I don't like dating. This is why I hate it. I'm not good at it. Makes me uncomfortable. And I think when it comes down to it, I'm just so scared of being let go. Like, let down, let go, ghosted, blown off, whatever you want to call it. Because it happens so frequently.
I think... I don't know. This guy, I think you should text him. I think you should. I know, but I mean, what are you going to do? You're not going to text him and he's just going to fade away and you're not going to have a chance with him?
Yeah.
You got to hit him up.
I know.
And I think the joke is the best way to do it. I mean, you're talking to two dudes here. If I got a text out of the blue, you know, from a gal with a joke, I'm not going to think anything wrong with it.
I just feel so weird. I mean, he knows what I do. He's listened to the show. You know,
well, then he knows you're the queen of the dad jokes.
Oh, does he listen that early? Maybe he listens in the 8 o'clock hour. Yeah. Maybe he doesn't know I do jokes at 6:15. There's so many variables.
You can't go wrong with the front part of a joke. And the great thing about a joke like that, a cheesy joke like this, is that you have to know the answer. So you're going to reply. But then again, it's also one of those jokes where it could just be a stupid statement.
Exactly.
I found a wooden shoe in my toilet today. And the follow-up to it, what do you call it, the tagline?
The punchline.
The punchline is, it was clogged. Because clogs are made out of wood. You know?
See, that joke's not funny unless you can't deliver it like that.
It was clogged. But I mean, that's not how, I'm looking at the meme on Facebook, and I laughed. And then I told you the joke.
So why don't you just send me the meme, and then I'll just, no, I can't.
No, because
no,
then,
I can't
because
do that.
Then he would just get the meme, and there's the punchline is on the meme.
I can't do that. I just can't. What if he doesn't like dad jokes?
Then you don't need to be dating him.
Well, how am I going to know that if I don't send it? But also, I can't send it because I
don't
know if
he likes
it.
Just send it. You have nothing to lose by sending, I found a wooden shoe in my toilet today.
I can't send that.
You have nothing to lose.
I can't send that.
Then Gunner. Amen.
I can't send that.
Then don't send anything and don't ever see this guy again or talk to him again.
Okay.
Are you that nervous about it?
Yes.
You've never met this man in person. If he is offended by such a simple thing, he does not need to be in your life, Cheyenne.
It's not about offending him.
What is it? What is it about?
I don't want him to think I'm weird. It's too early for that.
Oh,
he
my gosh.
He can't know that. he can't know the truth yet.
Can't know the truth. He's going to find out.
I know.
And if he can't take it now, just get rid of him.
But
move
not
on.
Yet. It's too much.
Move on.
It's too much too soon.
Okay. All right. So if you're not going to do that, yet you still want to meet him, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to get him sucked into your orbit or whatever the hell you call that. You call that around a planet, you know, when you get into the planet's orbit. Yeah. Right? In your atmosphere. That's what you're trying to do. How else do you foresee this happening?
I don't know. I have no answers. None. All I know is I am terrified.
You want me to text? Here, give me your phone.
No.
I'll text it to him.
No.
That's all I'm going to text. Just text that to him.
No. No.
You're going to let this guy go.
No.
Say goodbye. Say goodbye. What's his name?
I don't even know.
Say goodbye to Levi.
That's my new nephew's name.
No, look. What's his dude's name?
I'm not telling you.
It's some unique name. Ivoli.
No. What?
Ivoli.
Ivoli.
Isn't it?
No. He fooling.
It's something like that, no?
I mean,
it's such an L.
There's an L in it.
She said it earlier in the podcast.
I know, I'm trying to remember.
No, I didn't.
You didn't say his name?
Nope.
I thought you did.
We just said it
was
an
African-American man. Because if he listens to this, I don't want to be like, you said my name! No, I didn't
well,
do that.
Well, he's going to give it away when you talk about his mom. Come on.
If he remembers, who knows how many girls on Tinder he said that to.
It's true. Well, see, the one thing about this guy is that you said that he's always busy.
He seems to be always busy.
He seems to be always busy. And I told you, that's got to be a red flag, right? If you're a single dude looking at least to date or find a girl.
Well, I also don't know what he does for a living. I never asked because we were talking about basketball. Because I like basketball. So that was a connection that we had.
That's the connection.
Yeah, so I don't know what he's doing right now. Yeah.
Who's on hold?
Earnhardt.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
Tom?
We got to wrap this up.
Cool.
Crap, I totally forgot about that. All right, we got some Earnhardt spots we got to record.
Let's ask Tom. We'll ask Tom what he thinks I should say.
Should we ask him?
Yeah.
All right. JP's talking to him real quick.
Let's ask. But, or Chris.
Oh, we
Chris.
Can't do it. We can't take calls in here. Remember that? We can't take calls in the way that the board's set up. Remember, to get the station feed.
We did with JP earlier.
But we had the headphones off, and it was through the speaker.
Oh.
We'd have to do all that. We'll figure it out.
We'll ask Tom, and then we'll let you know.
We will discuss on Monday's podcast what he texted back with when you sent him, I found a wooden shoe in my toilet today.
I'm not sending him that joke. I'm not. I would rather go next door to Cool and ask Nico for a really good joke that a single guy would like.
Oh, you're not going to find a joke.
Will
you include a toilet? Oh, man. See, it's like you need help at your apartment,
no,
you know?
No.
There's little innuendos in there.
I really appreciate it, but I can't do that joke. I can't.
I like that you took your sweater off. You're all warm and hot and flustered in here.
I'm so hot. So many ways than one.
All right. Well, everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.